Afternoon. Oh, busy Tuesday night coming up. Braves and Phillies tonight, 7 o'clock. We'll have that for you over on our sister station, 94.7 FM and 9:10 AM. Valley Sports South has the television on that. River Dogs open up a six-game homestand against the Columbia Fireflies tonight at 7 o'clock. Also, the Battery in action tonight. They're up in Loudoun to take on Loudoun United FC. That'll be at 7 o'clock. And remember, there's a watch party at Home Team Barbecue, the downtown location tonight. So if you're a Battery fan and want to go down and watch the game with a bunch of your Battery mates, you can do that. Is that what you call fans, mates?
Fans, compadres.
No.
Why? You want to say compadres?
Soccer people like to just, call things by different names.
They like
I don't know
to,
what a soccer fan would
they like
be.
They like to yell and all that.
Earth of the Day up in Columbia, Virginia, beat Old Dominion 4-3. Devin Ortiz, who was the starting pitcher, got a walk-off home run in the 10th inning. Virginia advances, and they will take on Dallas Baptist beginning at noon Saturday back at Founders Park. It was announced this morning that Founders Park will host that Super Regional between Virginia and Dallas Baptist. Game one of the Women's College World Series, the championship round tonight at 7:30. Oklahoma taking on Florida State. That'll be on ESPN. NBA tonight, 7:30. Hawks are at the 76ers. That is game two. Hawks lead that series 1-9. 10 o'clock tonight, Clippers and Jazz, game one of that series. Both of those games are on TNT tonight. NHL playoffs tonight, 6:30, Lightning at the Hurricanes. Game five of that series, Tampa leading that series 3-1. Then at 9 o'clock, Vegas at the Avalanche. That series tied up at 2-2. So both of those on the NBC Sports Network, and a ton of Major League Baseball tonight. So go Braves. Keep it going. Had a good weekend against the Dodgers, and see if they can keep that going against the Phillies this weekend. All right, a couple of things we're going to have for you. A lot of people, Pete Tamel from Yahoo Sports, reporting today that a 12-team college football playoff is likely. There's a subcommittee expected to meet next week to present all their recommendations in front of a full group of FBS commissioners who consist of the College Football Playoffs Management Committee. But for some reason, out of nowhere, this 12-team playoff seems to have risen to the top of the list. So I like it. More the better. More college football, the better.
Just year-round college football.
But I do want to see what their plans are. I mean, I'm not a big fan of automatic bids. I think the goal should be to figure out a way to get the 12 best teams in college football in a 12-team college football playoff. I don't think you should give an automatic bid just because somebody is a conference champion. Because the way our system is now, until they rearrange the conference championship games, well, instead of the division winners play for the conference championship, instead of the two best teams in the conference, because the two best teams in the conference, if you'd have done it that way, Alabama would have played Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. And last year. So I still have some questions about it, but I do like the fact that a 12-team playoff has a chance. And, of course, we were just talking about Panthers owner David Tepper wants a new stadium in downtown Charlotte. He says at some point Bank of America Stadium is going to fall down, making it seem like it is a decrepit old building, which it is very far from that. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bob. Another important point, college football is watched all over the world. And our armed forces is always on tune with Army-Navy game and other games, and they listen to it all over Afghanistan and everywhere. So Germany, I even think. So I believe it's a worldwide event.
I mean, yeah, I don't know how many Chinese watch college football. Or,
no, I'm talking
mostly
about
Americans across the world watch college football.
No, I'm talking about our guys, Army, Navy, and Air Force.
Well, I mean, it's any American. If you're over there in Europe, you're working, you're still watching college football.
Yeah.
Georgia the Greek used to wake up in the middle of the night to watch Carolina football for whatever reason when he was in Greece.
So you could say it's a worldwide event, most watched in the world.
It's not even close to that, but, I mean, it is watched worldwide.
Yes, sir. So that's why I want to bring up that way our military people overseas can also enjoy it and watch it. So there you go.
All right, Dave.
All right, man.
Well, they can watch all these stupid bowl games we have, too. Yeah, they can watch the, you know, well, I don't want to use the Duke's Mayonnaise Bowl because, I mean,
that's close to your heart.
They're close to my heart there. I got to leave those people alone.
I did hear a dad joke today. You know dad jokes. I heard one day.
Okay.
And it said, I have a horse and I named him Mayo. Mayonnaise.
Why now? A horse.
I have a horse named Mayo.
Right.
Sometimes. Mayonnaise.
Naze. Okay, I got it now.
Get it?
Barely.
Did you get it?
Barely.
There's another one that said, I took over the, as head of Old McDonald's Farm. I'm the CIEIO.
Oh, gosh.
And all y'all talking about, those are stupid. You're sitting in your car right now. You know you're going to go home and say them.
A couple of NFL notes before we take a break. Packers kicked off their full squad minicamp today without Aaron Rodgers, making the first time Rodgers in his 16th NFL career. He is now a holdout. Not surprising he's not there, but he has never held out before, but now he is considered that. That's what it is, he's a holdout. So we'll see if he plays for the Packers this year. Former Giants head coach Jim Fassel led the Giants to the Super Bowl 35. He has passed away at 71. He lived in Las Vegas, died of a heart attack while under sedation after being taken to a local hospital with chest pains. Rookie quarterback Cameron Kinley, his request to delay his U.S. Navy commission to play in the NFL for the Buccaneers, that has been denied for some reason. Because Donald Trump passed a thing where service academy members would be allowed to play in the NFL. But for whatever reason, they denied this kid's request. And it wasn't like he was a screw-up. I mean, he was president of his class. At the Naval Academy. So he's not just a screw-up and being punished. Not really sure why they denied that. And I know you'll be happy to know this, that New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, celebrating his 80th birthday Sunday, his friends got together and gave him a brand new Bentley.
Hmm.
Rapper Meek Mill, 76ers co-owner Michael Rubin, who is also the chairman of Fanatics, you know, the sportswear group, and also Jay-Z, among others, contributed to his birthday gift.
I'm sure Jay-Z gave the most. But I don't know. They just spent...
Meek Mill got him out of jail. Was a big part of why he got out of jail, right?
I don't know. But Jay-Z and Beyonce just bought a car that was worth like $65 million or something.
Well, Robert Kraft's a billionaire.
I know. I mean, my friend... You know, my friends got together one time, and they fought over who was going to pay the bill at the bar.
That was probably knowing your friends and you. That was probably about the cost of a Bentley.
Are you saying that we're drunks, Bobby?
No, I'm just saying you might add a lot for your birthday.
You're probably correct. But, even so, I would like a car this year for anyone listening.
Apparently, Robert Kraft had always wanted one, but he couldn't find one he liked.
So then they just gave him one, like it or not.
If you're a billionaire, I'm not buying you a car you could buy yourself.
Yeah. That's here. Don't spend your money. Let's spend ours.
I'm like donating
a
donation to the human fund in your name.
Say I happen to be friends with him just because I'm in radio. The same job, but we just happened to cross paths one day.
Right.
And I was invited to the party. I had to spend my money to get there, and they were taking this collection for this Bentley. If I gave $50, would I be able to sign the card that says, "This is from all of us"? Would they say, "Nah, Blake, just keep your 50. We know you're strapped, bro"?
All right, we're going to take a break.
I get him a Hess gift card.
Well, I'm glad Robert Kraft now has a ride that he can drive to the strip clubs and the strip malls.
Yeah.
Excuse me, the strip mall massage parlors.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad he's got a ride now. That
the Disney store is what we call it because there's always happy endings.
Right, there you go. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back and listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Plenty of problems right now. Lots of happy traffic out past Somerville. An accident near mile marker 192 on the interstate westbound between Jedburgh and Ridgeville definitely causing delays. Also, watch for accidents. Ashley Phosphate at South Railroad, Sam Rittenberg Boulevard at Memminger, Carolina Park Boulevard at North 17, and Camellia at Coleman still getting cleared up. Also, watch for Rex Farmington at Main Street, Folly Road Boulevard at Savannah Highway, and International at the Mark Clark westbound. Disabled vehicles as you travel eastbound on the Wando Bridge, River Road at Maybank, and still getting cleared on the aviation on-ramp from the interstate eastbound. Traffic's brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. 2 locations on Rivers Avenue, across from Northwoods Mall and across from the Old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Weather. Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny and humid with a high around 81. Humid tonight with a stray thunderstorm, a low around 76. Cloudy, warm, and humid Wednesday with a thunderstorm around in the afternoon and evening, a high around 84. Looking ahead, highs reach the upper 80s by the weekend with PM thunderstorms in the area Saturday. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Paul Sr. of Orange County Choppers. In my shop, people don't mess with me. When someone gets out of line, I don't let them get away with it.
Neither do we. After a motorcycle crash, the insurance companies know the Joy Law Firm doesn't back down. We don't let insurance companies push you around, and you shouldn't either.
Trust me, these guys don't mess around. Motorcycle crash? Just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Paid spokesperson.
Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
For over 75 years, Southern Lumber has been building Charleston and the Lowcountry with Anderson windows that look good when the weather doesn't. Talk with the knowledgeable folks at 2031 King Street for that perfect idea for your home. Anderson Windows, performance that aces the test of time. Over 75 years of knowledge and quality. Southern Lumber.
Southern Lumber and Millwork.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing, and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Do you hear My Computer Career ads and think, I don't know anything about computers? Well, you don't have to. Before starting, many graduates could turn a computer on and off. And that's it. Now they're IT pros. You could do it too. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. You could start your new life in as little as 4 months. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career.
Before you throw away those unused medicines, stop.
There are better ways to dispose of your unused meds to protect the ones you love.
To find a medicine disposal site near you, visit www.safe.pharmacy. A public service message from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
The kid guns a gas car, starts to swerve, heads for a semi-truck, jumps the curb. Truck hits a big boy in the Shoney's parking lot and flies through the air, takes out the bank clock. Clock strikes a light pole, transformer sparks, lines go downtown, goes dark. Waitress calls the cops, says she saw it all. She swears a giant alien has landed at the mall. Cops ring up the mayor, says there's panic in the streets. We hate to wake you up, but we can't find the chief. Mayor says use your head if he ain't in his car. He's hiding from his wife down at Smokey's Bar.
Welcome back to you, Fan Doc. I almost want to listen to the rest of this song.
That's the second part. I love that song. That's one of my favorite Joe Diffie songs.
Yeah. That's pretty good stuff right there.
It's about how things always come. It's everything. What he starts with, it comes all full circle to them. It's a good song.
This is our Fan Dog built by Canny Foundation Specialists. If you have a problem, Canny can fix it. Give them a call, 843-484-3625. You know, this time of the year, a lot of rain, high humidity, crawl spaces. They're breeding grounds for mold and rot, causing structural damage, also air quality problems in your home. So just take a minute sometime this week, look under your home. If you see standing water, you've got a problem, and Canny can fix it. Give them a call, 843-484-3625, for a free no-obligation estimate from a contractor you can trust. Check out all their services at CannyCanFixIt.com or give them a call. That number once again, 843-484-3625. Our number is 843-721-9500. And if you want to chime in, again, I want to remind everybody, we've made it so easy for you to listen to all our shows here, all the ESPN Network shows, Luke, Fan Talk, Phil Kornbluth, all that stuff. We're on the radio, obviously. You can listen live on our website now, charlestonsportsradio.com. You can get us on your Alexa device, and now you can download our ESPN Charleston app. So go to the App Store, download ESPN Charleston 98.9. Put that on your phone, and anytime you want to listen to the show, no matter where you are, you just hit that little app, and the programming will come up. So we made it easy now. You have no excuses not to listen to the show.
No excuses not to listen to anything, because on that same app, you can hit every station we own.
I think you could comment.
You could send shout-outs.
I don't know how we get them.
Yeah, I mean, I think Natty Heavy has to set us up for that. All that's, and we're going to have like a t-shirt shop that you can get Bobby Harden t-shirts made. Get off my lawn! The king of sports, having with a crown royal bag in his hand.
There you go. So we're doing a lot of things. We're going to finish with it yet. But if you have an iPhone, you can download the app now. If you have an Android phone, should be a couple of days. We'll certainly let you know when you can download the app on those. So we made it very easy. And most homes have an Alexa. All you have to do is shout out. Tell Alexa to, you know, put on ESPN Charleston 98.9, and boom, there we are. So, yeah, you never need that little portable radio again unless you just like your little portable radio, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Rafe Judd coming up at 5:25. He's working today, so he couldn't come in the studio. Probably a good thing, because if you didn't hear in the first hour, our air conditioning is out in the studio, and it is hot, and it is tough to breathe in here, but excuse me, but we are trying to get through it, or at least I am. Blake has two fans, and his studio is comfortable.
My studio is not comfortable, Bobby. It is comfortable. And blue blazes
compared to this stuffy studio I'm in.
No, compared to you with that damn long sleeve shirt on, that's the problem. I'd have shut down. I'd be out there bare chested in the middle of this show.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Blake and Bobby.
Hey.
Hey, Bobby. This is Tony. I've been wanting to call and tell you that, you know, I like the music that you guys have been playing in between your sports talk.
Right.
You kind of emphasize the entertainment and sports programming network title there, you know. It's a very entertaining show, to say the least.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And,
I pick the songs out every day. Blake has nothing to do with it.
I just set him up.
You're doing a good job. two things, Bobby. A couple things. I want to say briefly that I'm like you. I was disappointed that Carolina lost those last two games, but I wasn't disappointed so much in the way they played. I really thought they fought a good game each time, and once again the kid Farr, you know, he came up short, and it didn't have a whole lot to do with his pitching. It's one of those things. He's the kind of pitcher that can throw his best game and still not lose by one run. It happened to him a lot this year.
Well, yeah, could we have hit the ball better? Absolutely. Pitching was consistent all year long. They pitched well enough to win. They just did not score enough runs. I mean, three one-run games, two one-run losses. You saw today's game, 4-3, and an extra inning. It was a very competitive regional, and I thought Virginia, Old Dominion, both of those teams, very good. I don't know if you got to see that game today. That was a great baseball game that Virginia won in the 10th inning. So best of luck to them, and tough break for ODU. It is what it is. It's disappointing, especially makes it even more disappointing to know that we would have hosted a super regional had we won our regional, but we didn't get it done. So nothing else you can do.
I missed that game today. Is it a one and done? Old Dominion, did they lose two games?
Yeah. Yeah, Virginia beat them Sunday night. And yesterday's game got rained out.
Oh, okay.
They never got the game in yesterday, I don't believe, so they played it at 9:00 this morning.
Well, good for Virginia. You know, Virginia's has some good, a lot of teams, you know. Look at the James Madison girls. I mean, that girl, Odyssey, I mean, she was an Odyssey. In those two wins against Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, incredible softball games. That was really fun watching the small school do as well as they did against those teams out there in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I mean, they opened up with the win over Oklahoma. Credit Oklahoma for bouncing back. And Florida State is that's been a good story. So, looking forward to the finals tonight. Tony, I got to go to break.
Thank you, Bobby.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, Rafe Judd will join us, and we'll talk a little NASCAR because Rafe was too lazy to come in the studio today. Is he on the phone?
He is. And,
okay, I want to make sure he heard that.
Oh, yeah, he heard it. And
he's probably racing, working on that car or something.
I'm sure he was disappointed he couldn't come in today until I just told him that the AC was out.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is Paul Sr. of Orange County Choppers. In my shop, people don't mess with me. When someone gets out of line, I don't let them get away with it.
Neither do we. After a motorcycle crash, the insurance companies know the Joy Law Firm doesn't back down. We don't let insurance companies push you around, and you shouldn't either.
Trust me, these guys don't mess around. Motorcycle crash? Just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Paid spokesperson.
Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
At Subaru, we love building vehicles for those who pack a lot into life. The redesigned 2021 Crosstrek is our way of saying more power to you. An upgrade in horsepower means you have a world of fun and adventure waiting for you. And the Crosstrek comes with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. Come see what everybody loves at Cruise Subaru. Inventory and offers at cruisesubaru.com with test drives at Cruise Subaru on Rivers.
Connect Hearing is one of the few companies delivering health care in a way that best protects the well-being of their clients and staff. Connect Hearing's telehealth consultations allow you to receive care from the comfort of your home. What's even better is after your virtual consultation, you'll also be able to try the latest technology at home. Who doesn't love new technology? Well, the folks at Connect Hearing in Somerville are offering a new Super iTech Phonak Audio Paradise hearing aids, and for a limited time you can receive up to $1,500 off these devices, all with a free 2-week trial available before commitment. When is the last time you had a hearing test? Living with hearing loss every day is a reality for many, including myself. Based off my personal experience, I can say you won't regret it, so don't put it off any longer. Hearing aid technology is constantly evolving, and you may be eligible for a free trial of the latest technology. If you like what you hear, you can also enjoy huge savings up to $1,500. So call Connect Hearing at 843-871-3235 to take advantage of these huge savings, and tell them you heard about it here on Fan Talk.
EQ presents... Picture this. Picture the Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard. You see two iconic treats blending together in a mesmerizing swirl of pieces of Thin Mints cookies, cool mint, and world-famous DQ soft serve. You smile the biggest smile you've ever smiled. It's a double smile because your two favorites, DQ and Girl Scout Thin Mints, are together in one delicious treat. And the only reason you stop smiling is so you can start eating. The Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard, exclusively at DQ. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good. This is the sound of a Blizzard treat at DQ. But it also sounds like a weekend bike ride, a post-game celebration, and a sunset on the dock. Wow, doesn't a Blizzard treat sound good? Stop by DQ and grab one today to find out for yourself with just one bite, with flavors like Oreo, cookie dough, and more. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
Stroker Ace was born to race. He had a mean streak 2 feet wide. A son of a gun with a taste for fun and more than his share of pride. Take a dirt road curve with the devil's nerve, make a car dance across the mud. And haul and shine was his regular line till the track got in his blood. He was a real hot shot and he bragged a lot, but man, that fool could drive. Cause he loved the feel of the steering wheel and the girls with the bedroom eyes. And in a racing tide or a barroom fight, old Stroker stole the show. A backstretch blazer, a real hellraiser, and a racetrack Romeo. Mama, lock your daughters up, that vile bunch is back in town.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon. Another tribute to one of the worst, not just racing movies, one of the worst movies ever. In the history of movies, Stroker Ace. Again, the two worst racing movies, it's a tie. Stroker Ace and Six Pack. But anyway, time out to talk a little NASCAR with our good buddy, Rafe Judd. Rafe, how are you today?
Hey, man, you good and warm and cozy?
Yes, I am. I think I'm feeling a little cool air, so maybe we got some... We got some air flowing back in here again.
The only cool air I feel is dripping down my back.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. From now on, I don't ever want to see that heater on in that studio again in the middle of the summer.
Well, it hadn't been on. I put it in the winter.
Oh, my goodness. Bobby, I come walking in the middle of the summer about to die, and you got the heater on, and you in a long sweet shirt.
And he wearing a turtleneck.
I know the reason why you didn't come in today.
Why?
Because today was the day that you're supposed to explain this stupid All-Star format coming up this weekend.
Well, I can still do it, but I don't want to waste everybody's time, but I'll be happy to explain it.
Man. But anyway, let's talk about last weekend at Sonoma. A.J. Allmendinger won the Xfinity race. Kyle Larson won the Toyota Save Mart 250. My boy Chase Elliott, who I picked to win, finished second. So, the four straight win for Hendrick Motorsports.
Well, you know, you want to talk about last Sunday at Sonoma, you just say Kyle Larson, and then we talked about it. And it's pretty much over. I mean, that's 2 weeks in a row that this kid has gone and won every stage, led the most laps, and won the race on two very different disciplines. It's unbelievable the things that they're accomplishing in the same car and with the same crew and crew chief, basically, that Jimmy Johnson had. And that's not a knock on Jimmy Johnson. I'm just saying them guys struggled, and as Chevrolet was struggling, and now all of a sudden, what they have accomplished in the last 2 weeks is really, it really is mind-boggling, man. It's fun to watch. Kyle Larson's one heck of a racer. You know, he won a couple races on dirt, I think, that week. He's racing three or four times this week in his sprint car or late models or whatever he's doing on dirt, and going to probably show up to the All-Star race and this crazy format they have and probably wipe them clean again. I mean, he's on a roll. Sometimes I don't like seeing that, but given the backstory and given the trials and the tribulations of Chevrolet and Hendrick Motorsports, it's really fun to watch. You know, in the top three guys, he beat them all. He beat Chase Elliott. He beat Martin Truex. And those are the two hottest guys on road courses the last couple of years, and Kyle Larson took a year off, came back, and just took him to the woodshed. So pretty cool deal in my opinion.
Yep, he led 57 laps of the 92 total, so a pretty dominating performance, that's for sure.
Yes, it was, and I don't see him calming down anytime soon. You know, we always talk about the summer stretch and years past. You know, the first one that comes to mind, Tony Stewart, you know, may struggle a little bit during the beginning, but then when you hit that summer stretch, he would come alive. But Kyle Larson's been alive all year. He just was unable to close the deal. And I think with a little bit of confidence and some of the he's shored up some of his problems that he had. I mean, he was kind of Denny Hamlin, Kevin Harvick, where most of the time he was beating himself. Rather, it was a speeding penalty or putting himself in an ignorant position on the racetrack or, you know, just knocking the fenders off the thing. But he's a lot more patient, a lot more poised, just not the same Kyle Larson we saw, you know, in his Ganassi days that we saw at the very beginning of the year. They bring a fast car to the racetrack, and then there's a lot of little things, details that you have to be on top of to close the deal, and he's doing everything right now. So, you know, kind of like watching Tom Brady on a Sunday afternoon. I mean, just didn't make a whole lot of mistakes.
Nope, absolutely. And again, as we mentioned, four straight wins for Hendrick Motorsports. Somebody must be listening to the show, Rafe, because Michael Jordan was at the Sonoma race this past weekend.
I know. I had that on my notes to discuss with you, you know. But what, lo and behold, though, we didn't catch an interview with him. Kind of wish he would have, you know, just we'd have got a nice little, maybe a good minute or 45-second little interview or whatnot. But at least he was there being supportive and being around and being seen. So, Bobby, you all these ideas you have, man, little by little, this thing is coming around, and I think NASCAR might be listening to you.
I think they're tapping in to the show. Hey, I didn't know this till today, because the coverage, I guess NASCAR writers weren't excited about this road course because most of the articles were on the Coca-Cola 600. I did not know that the winner of the Coca-Cola 600 got a restored vintage Coca-Cola machine, a vending machine, for winning the race.
No, I didn't. Yeah, that was something. I don't know if it's new.
I thought it was pretty cool.
There's all kind of cool things that go down that we just, you know, that are not jammed in the public's eye. And those types of things I figured would be. But, yeah, that's pretty neat to catch something like that. I mean, those are things, trophies that you could have for life, things that you – and from what I understand, that some of these things are restored and usable. So what a cool thing to have in your little man cave.
Yep, absolutely. Also, the All-Star Race trophy, saw this today. The damn trophy for the All-Star Race weighs 100 pounds.
Well,
There's some drivers that don't even weigh 100 pounds.
That's what I was going to say. I don't think that thing weighs as much as Kyle Larson does. So he does happen in the victory lane. He'll have to get his jack man and his tire carriers come over there and help him lift it over his head.
Oh, man. All right, I'm sorry you couldn't be in there. So we need to talk about this weekend, Texas Motor Speedway. We do have a truck race Saturday at 1 o'clock. We got an Xfinity race Saturday at 4 o'clock. Sunday, you've got the All-Star Open at 6 o'clock. And at 8 o'clock, you've got the All-Star Race. And to briefly explain the All-Star Race format, six rounds, 100 laps, rounds 1 through 4 will only be 15 laps. Round 5 will be 30 laps. And the final round will be a 10-lap shootout. And then it's got all kinds of, reversing, inverting the field. I mean, just let them go out there. Here's what they ought to do, Rafe. Let them go out there. Bring whatever they want to. If you want to have a few restrictions for safety, fine. Everybody, bring whatever they want to and just go at it for 100 laps. I mean, no restrictions, no inspections, do something like that. Because this is so confusing and so stupid. I just reading it, I don't even know if I want to watch it.
Well, you watch it, Bobby, because I promise you one thing. It's not going to be as sour as some of the other ones that we've seen. I mean, they're trying to build excitement. And with, inverting the field after this round or that round, they're trying to get the fans involved. That whole deal, and I get that. The one thing I really do like is that the pit road guys are really going to get involved. In the fifth round, you have to make a mandatory pit stop, and whoever has the fastest pit stop, that pit crew will receive $100,000. I thought that was cool to kind of add into that. So, yes, it may be it's not going to be a tough watch. It'll just be tough maybe to keep up with. I think I've got it all figured out. And like I said, I don't want to – it's be more confusing for me to try to explain it. But if you're sitting there watching and you've got a good ear and you listen and you pay attention, I think you'll be able to keep up with it. And we'll see. I'm going to – like I do all the time, Bob, I like to keep my glass half full on stuff. They're going to a different venue, number one, for the third year in a row. They're going to Texas. So a mile-and-a-half racetrack, I wished it would have been a little something different, but we all wanted it at Bristol, and last year's just didn't give me what I needed. I thought was kind of pulling for Martinsville. But nonetheless, we're at Texas. We've got a very – they've making it as fair as they can, so everyone can get involved. And then you're going to have a 10-lap shootout at the end. So I think it'll be fun to watch and try to keep up with all that's going on, where they're manipulating the race via the inversions and stuff. And there'll be a lot of strategy being pulled, a lot of guys, acting fool and doing different things. But overall, I think it's outlandish. I don't know that it's stupid until I watch it. And then next Tuesday, I may agree with you 100% that that's the dumbest thing that I've ever seen. But like all the other All-Star events that we've seen over the years, your Pro Bowls, your, the baseball deal, put probably more than $1 million needs to be on the line. But anyway, let's give it a chance and watch and pay a little. You're going to have to pay a little more attention than what you normally would, and it may wind up being fun if we're not careful.
Yeah, we'll see. Are you racing this weekend?
I am. We are going Thursday to practice. My father has a grocery list of changes that we're going to make to the car. He's as tired of finishing second than I am, as I am, and we're going to really go after. We're going to have a very intense practice session Thursday, and then we're going to race Saturday. Hopefully the weather will hold off and let us do that. And for everybody that has nothing better to do on Saturday night, man, if you're in the Dillon area, come by and see us race. They've got 7 different divisions this week, and should be a really good show. I plan on winning this week. I really do. I'm tired of finishing second. I feel good about some of the things my dad wants to change, and he seemed to be pretty confident. So my confidence level is high right now, and I'm hoping and praying that I can just – I'd love to pull this one off. It'd be good just to start the summer off right.
There you go. Obviously, you got a good report then, right?
Yep. No, that's just it. I want to go ahead and win now, and then I'll wait on that. So.
Oh, I thought you were getting that this week. Okay.
No, that'll be next week, and we'll hope everything squares away on that deal. But, if I don't, it is what it is. But we're going to throw everything but the kitchen sink at them this week. And you know, you've asked me a question time and time again, what am I going to do on the last lap? If I'm running second and I can get my bumper to the guy's bumper that's first, I plan on winning.
There you go. Get them. All right, mate. I'll see you next Tuesday in studio, okay?
Kyle Larson's going to win the All-Star race. He's won everything.
Yeah, why not? Okay.
All right, Bob. Y'all have a good one, man. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Hey, by the way, the winner of the All-Star race does get $1 million. So they got a little something to play for. But the format, 100 laps broken up into 6 rounds, sounds a little too gimmicky, but we'll see. I'm like Rafe. I'll give it a chance. Again, 8 o'clock Sunday night on Fox Sports 1. So all the other sports will be out of the way. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
You by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Our last look at your ride home and watch for problems. Davison near Live Oak and Pine Hill, there's a car versus a tree. Onlookers could start to slow you down in the area. Also watch for accidents 78 at the Interstate westbound ramp, Rifle Range at the Isle of Palms Connector, Ashley River at Dogwood, and Maybank at Bowhicket. Also, reports of a wreck hopefully getting cleared up next in Parkway at State Road. Seeing a lot of heavy traffic on your major roadways home, expect company as you travel this afternoon. Traffic is brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. 2 locations on Rivers Avenue, across from Northwoods Mall, and across from the Old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union. Recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
Brought to you by Garfield Jewelers on Savannah Highway in West Ashley. Expect to be impressed.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny and humid with a high around 81. Humid tonight with a stray thunderstorm, a low around 76. Cloudy, warm, and humid Wednesday with a thunderstorm around in the afternoon and evening, a high around 84. Looking ahead, highs reach the upper 80s by the weekend with PM thunderstorms in the area Saturday. With your Lowcountry forecast, I'm John Dixon.
During these uncertain times, Garfield Jewelers cares about your safety. with special hours and the convenience of appointment shopping. Garfield's is here to celebrate life's biggest moments with our classic one-of-a-kind estate jewelry, our unique diamond engagement rings, and everything beautiful under the sun. Now more than ever, serving you safely is our pleasure at Garfield Jewelers, Savannah Highway, across from Nissan. Expect to be impressed.
Don't miss Pro Soccer in the Lowcountry as the Charleston Battery take on the New York Red Bulls 2 this Saturday, June 12th at 7 p.m. live from Patriots Point. Don't miss a minute of the action with tickets starting at just $12. Enjoy local craft beers, home team barbecue, coastal crust, wood-fired pizza, and more before the game in the new Battery Pavilion. Limited tickets are still available for this Saturday. Get yours today at charlestonbattery.com. South Carolina's premier pro soccer club, the Charleston Battery, now at Patriots Point.
No one in AA said to me, why would a nice young girl with such a great future drink so much? They told me about themselves, and I found out that there were a lot of other people who were just like me. They drank only because the desire to drink was stronger than anything else. They didn't say to me, if only you'd do this, you wouldn't drink. In AA, they said, welcome. Come in and sit down. We know how you feel. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harden.
Who's gonna feed them hogs? 400 hogs, they just standing out there. My wife can't feed them and my neighbors don't care. They can't get out and roam around like my old hunting dogs. Here I am in this dang bed and who's gonna feed them hogs? His face was lean and his hands were rough.
This is a special request from a listener and he said, Bobby would like it. Yeah, I don't think you get much country than this.
He was mistaken.
I don't think you get much country than this song.
But all he ever talked about was who's going to feed them hogs.
Who is that?
Tom T. Hall.
There you go.
Question
I
is,
I like beer.
The question is, who the hogs going to feed? That's the real question.
All right, final segment of the day here. By the way, if you think I'm wrong about Stroger, I ace.
I don't think you're wrong.
The Golden Raspberry Awards nominated it for Worst Picture, Worst Director, Worst Actress, Loni Anderson, Worst New Star, Loni Anderson, and Worst Supporting Actor, Jim Nabors.
Gomer?
So it was just one of those Hal Needham films. Smokey and the Bandit, 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 9, how many of it was. And then you had, what was the ones where they went across the country? You had everybody racing across the country.
Rat race?
Yeah, you had Sammy Davis Jr. was in there dressed up like a priest. Dean Martin was in it.
Good God.
What was the name of those movies? There was two of them where they raced. Roger Moore was in it. Acting like James Bond. What were the name of those movies? Those were Hal Needham films. And they were never, none of them were ever meant to be serious, but Stroker Ace was bad.
Cannonball Run.
Cannonball Run, yeah. And they had one, Dom DeLuise, same people.
Burt Reynolds, Roger Moore.
Yeah, the same people were in all these movies.
Jackie Chan was in it?
Yeah.
Mel Tillis.
There was some car that was driven by two girls. I don't remember who those were, but I mean, they were just silly movies. They weren't going to win any awards.
Except the whatever you just the.
Now, raspberries you don't want to win. That or the Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I never understood Rotten Tomatoes' website. It's like, is it the better, the more tomatoes, the better, or the less tomatoes, the better? I could never figure it out. Why is it so complicated?
I don't think you want to be on there in the first place.
Well, no. Rotten Tomatoes ended up being just a review site for all movies.
Right.
And there should be a key like in a TGIF menu. Like,
yeah. I mean, none of these movies, none of the movies were meant to be serious, but You know, but, you know, Stroker Ace was bad. Bad. Six Pack with Kenny Rogers.
I've never even heard bad. Of Six Pack.
That was bad. So, anyway. All right, if you're hungry tonight, Home Team Barbecue got some great specials downtown. Turkey Reuben with a side. Don't forget they're having a watch party for the Battery tonight at the downtown location. Sullivan's Island, they've got that green chili pork quesadilla. That comes with a side. West Ashley, all kinds of choices. You can get a French dip with a side. You can get pastrami burnt ends, sandwich with a side, platter with two sides, or you can get them by the pound. So if you're hungry, go see the folks over at Home Team Barbecue and get you one of those tacos for Tom as well to help out a good cause there. So also tomorrow, Charles Fox having his ninth annual Give and Grill Blood Drive. It'll be from 11 to 7, Fox Music House, 4228 Dorchester Road in North Charleston. And if you give blood tomorrow, free barbecue plates. Jamie Westendorf doing the cooking there, so you know it's going to be good. And every donor will get a $20 e-gift card. That is tomorrow from 11 to 7, Fox Music House, Charles and Missy Fox, their ninth annual Give and Grill blood drive. And then we've got three blood drives at Cruise Chevrolet coming up next week.
In 1 week?
Well, one next week to the next week.
It's changed their name to Vampires.
By the way, I will be at Cruise Chevrolet tomorrow.
Oh, well, thanks for the heads up. Better late than, you know the
well,
rest.
Well, I figured I'd surprise you. I know how upset you get when I leave.
Yeah.
Let's just hope the air conditioner is not out at Cruise Chevrolet.
You'll know. Because at 3 o'clock, you won't hear Blake.
One thing we didn't get to yesterday, Top Golf announced they're going to develop a new venue in North Charleston right at the intersection of Tanger Outlet and International Boulevard. Construction set to begin early next year and projected to open in late 2022. Now, everybody got all excited about this. I don't know a thing about Top Golf.
Yeah, well, I know we briefly touched on it yesterday, but it is basically look up videos on YouTube of people and doing Top Golf.
Well, you got like targets, right?
Yeah, and you have it's basically like a house that's cut off on the back where you can see all the rooms.
Right.
Stacked up, you have a TV in there, you have drinks in there, you know, and y'all just, you know, hit the golf ball. Drive and range it.
Right.
Aim at something, like target practice.
Well, there you go. Well, best of luck to them. I know a lot of people were excited.
Yeah. I remember a friend of mine's first time going to Top Golf in Charlotte. They've been saying for 7 years since that we need one here.
They have one in Williams Rice Stadium.
Do they?
Yeah, this summer. They set it up in the football stadium. So I got to see a lot of videos of that. One other golf note, too. For the first time since 2010, Ricky Fowler failed to qualify for the U.S. Open. Came up one shot shy in a 36-hole qualifier. So no Ricky Fowler at the U.S. Open.
Ricky.
All right, we are out of time.
That's it. Till tomorrow.
There you go. Till tomorrow. I'll be at Cruise Chevrolet.
I'll be in...
Come by and see me.
I'll be in Cell Block H.
Might have something to give away. Who knows? But anyway, let's just hope their air conditioner works.
I hope it ain't my fan that you plan on giving away.
All right. Everybody have a good night. We'll talk to you tomorrow.